tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, everyone, from the Tracking Center at the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Just 8 hours ago, Santa climbed aboard his sleigh and launched the delivery phase of Operation Merry Christmas 2016. In the most recent hours, we've heard reports from all over the South Pacific, and that continues now with a live report from behind Santa's sleigh in the skies of Papua New Guinea with our Eye on the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, do you know why they call it Papua New Guinea? There is some speculation here that they named that place after Santa Claus.
Hi, Frank. Well, we looked into that, you know, because that name Papa sometimes is associated with Santa Claus, but I think it has more to do with curly hair, Frank.
Well, that's unusual, Crash. What's the deal with curly hair in Papua New Guinea?
Well, believe it or not, Frank, most people have curly hair. At least those who live here in their native language, that's what Papua New Guinea means, quite literally. It means curly hair. Santa's popular here, but more so because he brings a lot of hair straighteners every Christmas.
Interesting report, Crash. Thanks for exploring local customs and traditions for us. From the North Pole, where we like candy more than hair straighteners, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.